Okay, today is Daf He, Daf Ches of Masechtas Irvin. We are on the first word of Daf Ches. Yesterday, we ended up finishing a very difficult Gemara about the Mavim Mefulosh. Was it arguing about a Mavim Mefulosh? Was it not about a Mavim Mefulosh? Was it only about Erev and Chatzers and Mavois? So, Ulamaydis Alak Adaitin Meikara. And Abaya asked a question. Rabbi Yehuda said yesterday that if you have a situation of a Rishus Harabim, then you have a Mavui, then you have a Chatzer, or a Chava, or a backyard. You don't need any tikkun between the Chatzer and the Mavui. And Abaye said, well, Rav can't hold like that, because Rav is a Stira. Rav can't hold like that, because Rav would hold something different, and that was the whole Gemara. It must be like Shmuel. So in Abaye's world, Ulumai de Salak Adaitin Meikara. According to Abaya, that Abaya held that it couldn't be Rav, Bain She'irvu Pligi. Then putting an Erev there made no difference. Because the only reason why you have to make an Erev there in between the Mavui and the Chatzer is so that it can carry in one to the other. But it doesn't solve the Mavui problem, the Mavui Mefulish problem. It doesn't solve that problem. In other words, if this is the story, so the Mavui's here, and the Chatzer's here, there's still a Rishus HaRabim here, and still a Rishus HaRabim here. So it's still a Mavui Mefulish. How are you solving that? Putting an Erev here just allows you to carry from here to here, but it's still a Mavui Mefulish. How do you solve the Mavui Mefulish? So the Erev's irrelevant, according to the Abaye's question. And in Havamina was, well, what's going on here? It's a Mavui Mefulish. How are you closing it? Right? Rabbi Yehuda said, you don't have to do anything, because this is like a break. What kind of answer is that? What was Abaye thinking? So what were they arguing about? Whether there's an Erev, whether there's no Erev, it's still a Machlokas. So, my pligi. B'Erevu b'may pligi, b'shalo Erevu b'may pligi. When there's an, yes, an Erev, what's the Machlokas about? When there's no Erev, what's the Machlokas about? So b'shalo Erevu, when there's no Erev, pligi, the Machlokas is, nir mi b'chutz v'shavim mi b'fnim. When you're standing here, and you're looking at the Mavui, you don't really see a breach, because it looks like a wall. Because of these edges. These are called gefufin, right? So it looks like a wall. That's what they're arguing about over there. And the ervu, kmiflagi, b'drev Yosef, Rabbi Yosef. And when there is an eruv, they're arguing on the issue of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef, lo shanu, ella, shekala, be'emsa, rechava. This all makes sense when there's another doorway here, going out into the street. Right, there's a doorway here. What?
That chair in the middle, I can't see where
you're better. So, you sit down, I'll do it. Avol, the doorway here, and they're arguing about that, because it goes straight through. What if it's like this? What if there's no doorway here, the doorway's here? It doesn't go straight through. You have to go to the Rechava, then make a left turn, then go out to the street. If that's the case, I will call it to the Rechava, Usher. Everybody would hold its Usher, right? Or Shmuel and anyone would hold its Usher, because it's not a Mavim Mefulish anymore. It doesn't go straight through. Rav might still say, Rav would hold, it doesn't make a difference, because maybe Rav would still hold its Usher, and that's what they're arguing about. That's the best I can tell you. Okay. Now we have Brent.
The whole thing comes down to which we need at the end of that test, maybe before it hits the Rechava, something or not.
That's right.
That's right.
What? Yes, very good. Excellent. All we need to do is know the theory behind it. But the picture's fantastic.
That's the whole thing.
That's right.
What's the Nachmanina? If the doorway is off the side?
Because if the doorway is off the side, it's not a foolish. So we have a story. Whenever the typical Mavui was three enclosures and one open. Really, you have that here also. You have three enclosures and one open. The fact that there's a doorway here, so what? It's not Mefulish.
Because the Rav was an area that nobody goes.
That's right.
Because Rav holds it, the Mefulish is a problem.
What? Everyone holds Mefulish as a problem. Mefulish is a problem because it goes straight through.
Okay, so you just put the Mavui
So Rabbi Yehuda said yesterday, if you got something over here, it's not a mavim of foolish. Why not?
Why do you need a case of a courtyard in the middle?
What? Ah, so that was the whole thing yesterday. Because the courtyard now made it's never through another problem of an Erev. That these two okay, areas.
Why don't we just ask a question? If you have an alleyway in the entrance for the local side, is that moving before?
We're going to get to that.
Okay.
Why are they asking in such a roundabout way? The Gemara always does that.
Why they start there?
Because it teaches you other rules.
That's what he explained to me yesterday.
Yeah.
He said the difference between the two ends is because the cluster is an area that people are going to be going through.
Right.
That,
I said that yesterday. We don't, I said it. I did mention that. I did mention that. And Rechava, nobody goes in.
Correct.
Right.
That's why all of
a right.
Gets right. That's why there's a problem.
That's right.
But the whole issue is just what do you do at the end of that area before you get into that next spot?
That's right.
And the Nirim of Afluts, according to one of them,
right.
Says that makes it okay, even though it would appear to be Mechosh.
Exactly. Correct. Because it's just an entrance way, and it's not like a breach. We're going to get to that tomorrow. Not tomorrow. Wednesday, we're back with this whole story of this configuration. So it's very, it's also complicated then. And this idea comes up many times in this Masechta. Many times, this idea of going into the other, and depending where you're standing, it looks totally different. Okay. Next. The Gemara now is not hard. Omar Rabba. No. Yeah, Damar of Yosef, Lo Shana El Shakala Tzidei Rechava, Avol Kala Ritzidei Bechava, Asar. Okay. Amar Rabba, Hada Amarta Le'emsa Rechava. When we said that Mutter, Hada Amarta Le'emsa Rechava Mutter, Lo Omar and El Zeh Shalo Keneged Zeh, Avol Zeh Keneged Zeh, Asar. Same idea. When we said that when you go from here into here, it's Mutter, that's only true if the entranceway is in the center. But if the entranceway is off to the center, it's taka asr. Amr of Masharshia, ha damar te zeh shalo kineged zeh mutter. That you said that if it's off to the side, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because you really have a mother that's not mefulish. It's a C. I had an entranceway in the rechava. Yeah, but it's off to the side. Who cares? Right? Lo amaran ela rechava derabim. That's only true if it's a rechava that's a public rechava. I'm not sure what a public rechava is. What's a public rechava? Rechava is an area that's generally just a yachid, nobody uses. Ava rechava de yachid. But if it's a private rechava, zimnin sometimes, mimlach, a guy's going to change his mind. Allah, ubani le batim. He's going to develop it. He's going to build houses. Fahavile mavi should call it the rechava of asr. And it's going to be a mavi that goes into a rechava, which is going to be asr. That's right. I understand. Yeah. We're gonna get to that today. Now, Uminat Timra, who told you the Shanilon bein Rechava de Rabim le Rechava de Yachid? That there's a difference between a Rechava owned by many people or owned by one person. A Rabim and a who? What kind of distinction is that? Lomaisa, nobody goes there. So we have a whole tangent now about this topic. Damer Ravin Bar Av Rav Ada Amar Vitzchak. Maisa b'mavoi echad shetzido echad kol liyam, v'tzido echad kol ashba. There was a mavoi, and the mavoi was like this. The entrance is here. You walk into the mavoi. On this side of the mavoi, there's a garbage dump. And on this side of the mavoi is the ocean. So you have not really houses on either side. It's random stuff on either side. So if you have such a thing like that, uba maisa lefnei rebbe, Vlo amar be lo heter, vlo isser. He didn't want to give a heter, he didn't want to give an isser. He didn't want to say it's butter, he didn't want to say it's usser. Why not? Isser lo amar, he didn't want to say it's usser, ta kaimim mechitzos. Because at the end of the day, you have mechitzos. You have the river over here, no one's going to leave the river, no one's going to go into the river, and thus you have garbage, no one goes to the garbage. So you have a mechitzos. But, heter lo amar, ba, he didn't want to say it's mutter to carry in there. Because Cheshin, he was afraid, Shemet Hinat al Ashba, maybe the garbage dump, someone will take the garbage dump away, or the Yala Hayam Sirton, or I think this means that the river is going to dry out and leave a beach. And then you have an area, this random area. So you see that it could change. Okay, this has nothing to do with anything yet.
Well, you can say maybe it will cover that nobody uses.
Are we afraid someone's going to take the garbage away? But we learned in the Mishnah, Ashba b'Rishus HaRabim, if you have a garbage dump in Rishus HaRabim, Gavoa Yud Tvachim, and it's 10 Tvachim tall, which means it's already a Rishus HaYachid, because it's so tall, Chalon Sh'al Gaba, and your window is right on top of that garbage dump. Okay? That's where you live, unfortunately. Chalon Al Gaba, Zorkin Lo B'Shabbos. You can throw garbage out your window and let it land right on the garbage dump. Why? Because your house is a Rishus HaYachid, the garbage is also a Rishus HaYachid. Not a problem. On Shabbos. Alma, what do you see? Well, aren't we afraid they're going to take the garbage dump away? Maybe they're going to take it away?
Shouldn't that garbage be garbage?
What? No, because since it's 10 tefachim tall, it became a Rishus HaYachid. Because it's a solid area.
Doesn't matter, but it's the title.
No, you can have a Rishus HaYachid in a Rishus HaRabim. Exactly. What? On a Daraisa level, for sure you could do it.
Yeah.
Right, so even that. On a Daraisa level, you for sure could do it. So, but the point is, maybe someone will take it away. So what do you see? It makes a difference if it's private or public. If it's private, what do you mean, take it away? It's mine. Right? Alma Shani ben Ashba de Rabim de Ashba de Yachid. There's a difference. Hachanami here too. Shani ben Rechava de Rabim le Rechava de Yachid. There's a difference between a private backyard and a public backyard. Big difference. For Rabbanon Mai, what about the Rabbanon who don't make this distinction? Amar Yosef Bar Avdimi, Tana Chachamim Osrin, the Chachamim Aser all this, because they're afraid you're going to take it away. Aye, it's private. They don't make the distinction public and private. Amar of Nachman Alacha Kedev Chachamim, we pass them like that. Ikat to Amri, Amar of Yosef Bar Avdimi, Tana Chacham Atirin, the Chacham say it's Mutter, and Amar of Nachman, Ein Alacha Kedev Chachamim. We don't pass them like that. Okay. Now, back to the, one more halacha, then we'll back to the funny-looking mavois. Maremar pasak le lesura ba'arzule. His mavoi was open over here, and the end of the mavoi was a river. So what he did was he put up a net, like a wall of a net. That's what it means, sura ba'arzule. He put up a wall, but it wasn't a brick wall, it was a wall, a net wall. Omar, Chashin and Shel Mayala Hayam Sirton. Maybe the river will dry up and it'll leave like a beach and the people go hang out there. So he didn't want that, so he put up a wall of a net. That was fine. Hahu Mavui Akum. There was a Mavui shaped like the letter L. Okay? The Havi Besura, it was in Surah. And Korach Buddha Osivu Be Ba'ak Mimuse. He took a rolled up net and he made it like a Lechi. Lech, it could be anything. He put it in the corner. It was an L, like this. So here's an L. So he put it over here in the corner, right? We said on Shabbos that an L-shaped mavid is a machlok, what you do in the corner. Either you got to put a Torah Pesach there or nothing. He put a lechi there, but it wasn't a regular post. It was like a rolled up net. And Amar Rav Chista, halo karav, lo kishmul. That's like nobody. Why? According to Rav, he held that an L-shaped mavoi is really a mavoi mefulash. You have to put a Torah Pesach there, in the corner. Can't put a lechi. And according to Shmuel, he said it was a closed mavoi, because it was closed, and then another mavoi's closed, two closed mavois. Hani mili lechi ma'aliyah. A good lechi you could put there. Aval hai, kiven de nashiv bezika, vishadile lav klumhu. This is a net that's rolled up, the wind will knock it down. So the Gemara says, v'inod be sichisa v'chavre, chavre. If you bang it in very strong, with a hammer, you bang it into the ground, it's not going anywhere. That's what he had to do. Very good. Gufa. Okay, here we go again. Amar v'yir brava, amar rav. Mavui shenifrats b'milua l'chatzar. If a mavui breached into a chatzar, v'nifrats a chatzar kenegdo, and again, same case. You have a mavui going into a chatzar. This wall separating the mavui and the chatzar came down. So if you're in the chatzar and you're looking into the mavui, you see a wall. You see an opening. If you're here looking into the chatzar, you see nothing. Open. There's a breach. Again, it depends where you're standing. Same exact case. Chatzer muteres, the chatzer's mutter, umavui aser. And the mavui is aser, as we said before, because from the perspective of the chatzer is a doorway, and since there's no eruv, the b'nei mavui can't carry. The b'nei chatzer can carry, because the b'nei mavui can't aser them, because they don't need that chatzer. It's not their chatzer. But for the mavui's, from the chatzer's perspective, this is a doorway, and therefore they aser the b'nei mavui without an eruv. Amalei Rabba Bar Ulol or Bibi Bar Abaya, Rebbe Lo Mishasenu Hizu. This is an old story. What possessed Rebbe to say that? What possessed Rav? Rabbi Yirmiyahu says in Rav. Why did Rav have to say that? It's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah later in the Masechta. What's the Mishnah? And the Mishnah is Chatzer Katana Shenifritzo L'Gadola. Forget a Mavi now. It's two Chatzers. There's a Chatzer here and a Chatzer here. This is a Chatzer Katana. It goes into a Chatzer Gadola. This is a Mishnah later in the Masechta. Chatzer Katana Shenifritzo L'Chatzer Gadola. Gadola Muteres. The Katana Asura. Same halacha. The Gedola is Mutter, the Katana is Asur. It's the exact same halacha. Mibneshi Kapishcha Shel Gedola. Because it's the entrance way to the Gedola. So, therefore they can't carry in here. Here they can carry. Here they can't. Unless they make an Erev. Without an Erev, they can't carry and they can. What's the reason? So we said it a few times already. Because they look into the Chatzar and they see a breach. They look into this chatzer and they see an opening. So they can carry. They have a good chatzer. They don't have a good chatzer. They have a broken chatzer. And therefore they can't carry. So Rav said the same thing with a mavi and a chatzer. Same thing. So why do you have to say it already a second time? The Mishnah says it later. Imei Hasam. So if I only had that Mishnah over there in Erevin, like in the Tzaddiks, later in the Masechta, I would have thought, Hani Mili, Hechel Deloko Darsi Barabim. Because why are the people that live in this chatzar going into that chatzar? No need. No reason. No reason whatsoever. Therefore, that's why it's true. Here they can carry, there they can. Aval, but Hechel Deloko Darsi Barabim, if the Rabim are using the chatzars, then Afilu Chatzar Nami. That even the chatzar could be usher. Even the chatzar would be usher, because perhaps these bnei mavui use this chatzar to get to the rishus rabim, and since they use it, maybe it's usher, and they can carry in there. Kamashmalan, they can carry in here without making an eruv. Here not. Here yes. It's different than the two chatzars, because a mavui services the chatzar to get to the rishus rabim, so it's different. Same, but it's the same exact halacha.
Who's using the chatzar?
This is a mavui.
Right.
So mavui has more use than a chatzar. Right. If this is a chatzar and this is a chatzar, I live here, you live here, I don't visit you, you don't visit me. Here they can carry, here they can't. Why? Because this is a breach, and here there's no breach.
Right.
Now, what if it's a mavui? If it's a mavui, now these people, how are they getting onto the Rosh Hashanah? Either that way, or they have to go through the mavui. Since there's more use, I would have thought that in this case, even the B'nai Chatzar can't carry in there without an Eruv. Because maybe the B'nai Mavui are going through the Chatzar to get to the other Rosh Hashanah.
The fear is that since they're using the Mavui, they're going to carry
yes.
From the Chatzar into the Mavui.
Exactly. Exactly. And therefore, it should be Usher. Comes along, Rav, it's not Usher. It's not Usher. Now the Gemara says, Vanai Tanina. That's also we learned that already. There's a Mishnah in Tahiros. And the Mishnah in Tahiros is talking about Tum and Tahira. Now we know that Tumah that's in Rishus Safek Tumah. Safek Tumah. In Rishus HaYachid is Tomei. In Rishus HaRabim is Tahar. Or like a Sota. A Sota, where's a Sota? She's in Rishus HaYachid. She's not in Yankee Stadium with 50,000 other people with some guy. No. She's in some hotel room with some guy. It's in Rishus HaYachid. So it's a Safek. What went on in there? Right? Sota, that's the model for all Tumah. If it's in Rishus HaYachid, it's Safek, it's Tomei. Rosh Hashanah is Tahar. So what if you have one of these funny cases? So the Mishnah Tahar says, Chatzar Sharabim Nichnasim Le Bezu La Bezu V'yotzin La Bezu. You have a Chatzar like this. There's a Chatzar here or here, and the B'nai Chatzar going through it to get to the Rosh Hashanah. So it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid? Yes. Is it a Rosh Hashanah Yachid for Tumah? No. Because it's not really Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Halachically, it's a Rishus Yachid. Lamaisa, it's not a Rishus Yachid. So the mission there in Tyre says, a chotzer, sharabim nechnasin la bo, viyotzin bo, lo bazu, viyotzin bo, liyotzin la, bazu, Rishus Rabim l'tuma. So regarding tuma, it's a din of Rishus Rabim. Because really, it's a public place. So regarding tuma, it's a Rishus Rabim. However, Rishus Yachid l'shavis. When it comes to Shabbos, it's a Rishus Yachid. Why? Because Lamaisa, it's a Rishus Yachid. It's a Rishus Yachid. Only Tuma, we made it a Rishus Rabim because people go there. But what do you see from here? The same thing. That it, regarding Shabbos, it's a Rishus Yachid. So why do Rav have to say that already? It's old news. So the Gemara says, I may hasam, they only would have this random case in Tahiris. Havamina, I would have thought, Hanimili zesh shelo kenegadzeh. That's only if the entranceway in the back is not parallel. Avol zeh kineged zeh. But if it's parallel, aim low. I would say, no. I would say that we should say yachid for Shabbos. Therefore, Rav had to tell me that the chatzar is mutter. Fine. Ularabu de amar zeh kineged zeh usher. But according to Rav who held that the entranceway does go straight through hadarav b'may mukila, then what's Rav's chiddush? This has already been said twice before. What if I say twice? If I had only the other cases, havamina, I would have thought, hani mili lizrok, that it's only mutter to throw from one to the other, or to throw within the other. Avol tiltol emalo, but maybe to carry, actually, it's still aser. Kamash malan, it's not aser. It's mutter. Okay? Now the Gemara is easy now. Itmar, mavoi had osui kinadal. If a mavoi looks like a nadal, means a centipede. Okay, what does that mean? It means there's a central mavoi, and every 10 feet there's another mavoi off to the sides. It's a lot of mavois. There's a central mavoi and a lot of mavois off to the side. And of course, in each of those mavois are chatzers. So you have a one big mavoi with a lot of little mavois, tributary mavois off to the side. What's the story with those? What's the story now? How do you make eruvs on all these mavois? So, mavoi asa kinadal, amar Abaya, asa tzuras haPesach legadal. The main one in the front gets the tzuras haPesach. Vahanach kulu mishter b'lechi v'korah, and every little one you put a lechi in the front or a korah in the front. Amalei Rava kiman. Who holds like this? Kishmuel. This is Shmuel. What did Shmuel say? If you think about it, every one of these tributaries is really an L-shaped mavoi. Because they have the main mavoi, and it goes off to the side. It's an L. It goes off to the side. It's another L. Go another 20 feet, make a left, another L. They're all L's. That's really what they are. And what did Shmuel hold? That Shmuel held that on a mavoi akum, on an L-shaped mavoi, there's a tzuras haPesach in the front, and at the corner, just put a lechi. That's what you tell me. You put a tzuras haPesach in the front, and at every corner, you put a lechi. Damar Taraso Kisasim. Taraso Kisasim. Yeah.
One is not like an L because there's no corners.
What do you mean?
You only have.
Is there a picture of it there?
Yeah. One of these, there's no corner. Where's
no,
the corner?
No.
At the front of it is a corner. No, that's what right. You're getting difficult. Point the picture, put the lefty in before you go through the Sharabu, then
help.
Not corner
on the independence. Right. Okay, if it wasn't. So here, I don't have enough books. The lechi goes at the Rosh Hashanah front. In other words, here's the mavoi.
Not in the corner of where it bends. It's at the end of by the Rosh Hashanah. Right, the lefi goes.
Yeah, I got it. But Shmuel said we needed something in the corner.
No, exactly. Well, no.
We had something going.
No, Shmuel held. He don't need anything in the corner because he held it's a mavoi. If it's a mavoi sasam, so why do you need something in the corner? Only in the front. Only by the Rosh Hashanah entrances you need it. Right. So he said the same thing. We're saying the same thing. The question is, Shmuel didn't require it. There was a Pesach in the front. That's the question. And here you're requiring a Torah Pesach in the front.
Oh, actually, I thought the difference is because
bend of it in putting their tzurus vessel on the top or left.
Right.
That's not what we're doing.
That's right. That's right. That's right. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Kiman Kishmuel, Dharma Tarasha Kisasim, so Lamalei Tzurus HaPesach. Why did the Tzurus HaPesach in the front? In the entrance where this grand Mavoi, Tzurus HaPesach, for what reason? According to Shmuel, you don't need it. Not necessary. V'od, Hahu Mavoi Akum Dahavi Ben Harada, there was a Mavoi Akum in Naharda, which is Shmuel's town, and V'chashu Leil Rav, and they held like Rav. So what's going on here? So El Amar Rava, that can't be right. Therefore, O say Tzurus HaPesach Lekulu Lahach Gisa, V'idach Gisa, Mishter V'lechi V'kora. The answer is, I'm changing it now. According to Rav, at every corner, there was a Tzurus HaPesach. So when I'm walking down the Mavli, the central Mavli, and I want to go into another Mavli, right there there's a Tzurus HaPesach. At the end of that Mavli, there's a Lechi V'kora. Which is exactly what Rav said. Because Rav said at the bend, you put a Tzurus HaPesach. So when I'm walking down the Mavli, and I want to go into this Mavli, at the entrance where there's a Tzurus HaPesach, at the end of it's a Lechi. Next, Tzurus HaPesach, Lechi. Tzurus HaPesach, Lechi. This can go on for a mile. Same thing on the other side. Tzurus HaPesach, Lechi. Right? That make that picture confirm? Good.
What do you need at the front?
It's a Machlokas.
It's Machlokas. The Tzurus HaPesach or just a
Right. Right. The Umar of Kahana bar Tachlifa, Mishmei Derav Kahana, bar Menumei, Mishmei Derav Kahana bar Malchio, Mishmei Derav Kahana Berei Derav, Rabbi Derav. How many Derav Kahanas was that? Four of them. All different people. Vamrile, some say it was Kahana bar Malchio, Hain Derav Kahana, Rabbi Derav. It's the same person. Fine. Mavui, if you have a Mavui, Shetzido Echad Aruch, Vitzido Echad Kotzer. In other words, the Mavui, the edge of the Mavui is not even, but rather, it's like this. There's a short wall and a long wall. So if there's a short wall and a long wall, what do you do? What do you do? So, pachos mi'arba amos. If the difference in space between the two of them is less than 4 amos,
difference in
length is less than 4 amos, exactly. Difference in length less than 4 amos. Meniach es hakora ba'alkason. Then put a kora there, a cross beam, diagonal.
At the end of the four.
So one's going to be here, and one's going to be here.
Right.
They're only a foot apart from each other. Put a cross beam across. They can even be 8 feet apart. A little bit less than 8 feet, four amos. Just put a cross beam across, and then you're good to go. Arba amos, if they're more than 4 amos, eina maniach es hakora el geneged hakotzer. If it's more than 4 amos, let's say it's like this.
Right.
You're going to put a cross beam here, going across and here. And all this extra wall is going to be no heck or nothing. Okay? That's what you do. You got that? Everyone got that? Rava Amar, Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh, Eina Maniach Es HaKora El Kanei HaKotzer. You always, forget that, you always put the crossbeam on the short wall. I never hold from a diagonal crossbeam, never, even if it's less than 4 amos, says Rava. V'Eima Taima Didi, Vema time did who? I'll explain me, I'll explain them. Ema time did, I'll explain myself. I hold, you always put on the short end. Why? Kora time am I? Mishum hecker. What's the reason I gotta put a crossbeam? Hecker. Uba alkason lo havi hecker. There's no hecker on a diagonal. No hecker. What is this? You look up, you don't know what you're looking at? No hecker. Therefore, I never hold from diagonals. They matayma did who, and I'll explain their reason. They hold kora mishumai mishum mechitza. That's because a hecker, it's a mechitza. Uba alkason nami havi mechitza. So you can have mechitza in the diagonal too. Exactly. Amr of Kahana. So there's another of Kahana.
Why is the diagonal not? What's this for? Why diagonal not a hecker?
I don't know. Like why not? I don't know.
As opposed to a regular, if you put it.
I don't know what the svar is, the depth of the svar, why a diagonal, not a hecker, I don't know. But then he says, so if Kahana, another, this is the fifth of Kahana. Amr of Kahana, well, hold the Shmaita, the Kahani who, there's a lot of Kahanas talking over there at that Chabur, I wasn't invited, so you know what? Ema Be Milsa. I'll also say something. Let me also say something. My name's also of Kahana. Everyone there, they didn't invite me, I'll only say something too. What do I want to say? The fact that you can put a cross beam diagonal, lo amara, ela she'eno ba'al kasono, yoser me'eser. That's true if the diagonal is not greater than 10. Okay? Aval, yesh ba'al kasono, yoser me'eser. If it's going to be more than 10 amos apart, in other words, it could be, the wall could be more than, less than 4 amos away, but it'll be like this. In other words, the longer wall is not 4 amos more than it's not more than 4 amos longer than the shorter wall. It's not, but it's more than 10 amos away. So the diagonal will be more than 10 amos. If that's true, you can't put a diagonal. You can't put a diagonal. Right? Avol yesh ba'al kasono yoser me'eser, divrei kol eino maniach ela keneged hakatzer. Then everybody would hold, you put the diagonal on the short wall, and let it just go across regular, and ignore the extra wall, ignore it. Okay? I was just thinking, if it's going to be that, then is it greater than 10 amos apart from each other? Because then you can't put a korah. I don't know. Is it possible mathematically to have a wall more than 10 amos apart, diagonally, but not straight? The answer is yes. Right? That's the answer. The answer is yes. Right. No. Right, you hear what I'm asking?
Yeah,
the diagonal is always longer.
But it makes sense in why he puts it the way he's putting it. Instead of putting it towards the end.
Right. So you can...
Pecker from the other side too.
Exactly. That's exactly the point. So if it's more than 10 amos away on a diagonal, it's a problem. Yeah, without the pictures, it's very hard to understand this Gemara. It's impossible. I don't know how you can learn Erev without pictures. Okay, a brand new question, which we touched upon, I think on Shabbos or Friday, we touched upon it, now the Gemara is going to go into it in much more detail. If you're underneath the Korah, can you carry there? So we said, if the Korah lets you carry in the Mavui, what about underneath the Korah itself? Can you, by the way, a Korah has thickness to it. So you could be under there and carrying something. Can you? You can't go out of the Mavui, because you go out of the Mavui, you're in a Shasa Rabin. That's the whole reason why there's a Korah there, to remind you not to go out.
No, that's the first doctor told you can.
So can you carry underneath? Underneath the Korah.
Why not? The first doctor was that if you have an underpass from a bridge,
right,
you're allowed to carry underneath.
Okay. Right, I remember. So, what? Yes, a Korah has to have that.
Correct.
A Korah can't be a millimeter wide. It has to have some. It has to be wide enough that you put a brick on it. The brick won't snap the thing. So it has to have a tefach, whatever it is. So can I carry under there?
Why would you say not?
Well, so let's go. Let's, why not? Right. So Rav Amar, Rav Rav Chia, Rav Yochanan Amru, Mutar L'shtamish Tachas HaKorah. Why not? Shmuel Rav Shimon Bar Rebbi Rav Shimon Ben Lakish Amar. Also, l'shtamish tachas hakara. You can't. Why not? Lema b'haka miflagi. The following, they're arguing about. What are they arguing about? Demar savar. The ones who held its mutter savar kora mishum hecker. The kora is because of a hecker. So therefore, what? If the kora is because of a hecker, it's a hecker. I won't go past this point, but this point's still good. However, the machitza one is the more novel. Umar savar, the other one holds, no. Korah mishum machitza. The korah is because of a machitza. So if it's a machitza and you're in that airspace, you've already breached the machitza. And therefore you can't carry under there. That's the first theory. Think of it as low. The kuli ala korah mishum hacker. Everyone holds it's a hacker. Fahacha, paka miflagi, arguing about the following. The mar savar, the ones who hold it, usher held, hekera milagov. The hecker is only for the inside. Once you're already under the korah, you're already outside, you can't carry there. Umar savar, and the mutter ones hold, no, hekera milabar, the hecker's on the outside. So as long as I'm under there, I'm still good.
It doesn't make any sense, because you're worried about the people, because then it seems like the hecker is for the people from the Rishon Rabbim walking into the above it.
No, that's not the answer, Mark. Because what's it sitting on top of? If it's sitting on top of the wall,
right,
it's part of the wall. So it shouldn't be the outside, it's the inside. If it's sitting outside the wall, it's pulled out. There's nothing holding it up.
So much. We're gonna have in a few minutes. What about if someone has the wall, puts two pegs, and then rests the beam on the two pegs
on the outside?
Right. So we're gonna answer that. But as long as you don't have that, it's resting on the real wall. Here's the wall. Here's the wall. It's resting across the wall. So why can't I carry under there? Why can't I? Because it's a hacker for the outside people, for the outside.
What does that mean? That's never the way it is.
People that are not in the mavoi. I'm walking by and I see. Oh, look at this.
What does that mean for them coming into that mavoi?
So, under there, they could carry.
Okay. People on the outside, they can't carry regardless.
Right.
So, the heck is not for them.
How are they bringing something in from the Rishon LeRabim to the Mavi?
So that,
unless someone's handing them something, they can't take it to the underneath the Mavi.
It's sitting under the Mavi, which is why it's sitting under the inside.
So, why? How does this make sense?
It doesn't make sense.
Umar Safra Kerim Labar. So the pshat is that maybe the B'nai Rosh HaRabim shouldn't think, oh, I can carry here. Right.
So that doesn't make any sense. Who's it servicing?
Right. So that's the machlokas. Who's it servicing?
Right.
What is that area?
That's the next shot. V'ibay zema. Good. The kuli alma mishum mechitza. Everyone holds the mechitza, and we're going to make an imaginary wall go down the mechitza, the top of the beam. V'hacha v'hakim iflagi. Demar savar. The inner beam, the inner edge of the beam goes down. Therefore, you can't carry under it. Umar Savar. The outer beam goes down. The outer edge of the beam is what goes down. Therefore, pretending. Therefore, you can carry underneath it. You're still within the mechitza. Amar v'chista. Hakol modim. Everyone agrees, however. Bein l'chayim she'asar. In between the lechi area, it's asar. And the reason is because the lechi doesn't have to have any depth to it. It could be a paper thin thing. If it's paper, so then what do you mean carry in there? There's no area. It could be a mashu wide. There's no shear for a lechi. So therefore, with a choshesh, you would only need to carry in there. Boy, I mean, does that make sense? We're not anywhere near up to that yet. A string has the status of a tzuras hapesach. Because it just does.
Huh?
It doesn't have to be a korah. A tzuras hapesach is not a korah. A tzuras hapesach is an entrance.
A
lechi is the same thing as a tzuras hapesach and a korah. There are three different options. There are three options that are available. There are three options that are available. There are three options. You can do any one of the three. Each one has its own rules. The rule of the lechi is, it doesn't have to have any, it's a mashu. That's right, because since it's so thin, you'll make a mistake. But the korah has a depth to it, has a thickness to it. So if you're under it, there's a machlokas. But when it comes to a lechi, there's no machlokas. Rami bar Chama me Rav Chista. Not shtei yisedos b'shnei kolsei amavi mi bachutz. What if I have a mavui, and at the end of the mavui I put two pegs sticking out of the Rosh Hashanah, and I rest the beam on those two pegs? What about that? So if I do that, v'niach korah agabei and mau. What's the story there? So amale, well, l'divrei hamatir aser. If you before held it was mutter, now it's aser. L'divrei aser mutter. If before you held it was aser, now you're gonna hold it's mutter. What's going on?
Which part is it? A good? Is it a good mop? Is it a good korah in the first place?
It's a good korah. You put two pegs out, and then you rested the movi on the two pegs. So if before you held it was Asr, now it's Mutter. Before you held it was Mutter, now it's Asr. What is that? How does that make sense? So Rashi says in the bottom, that since Rashi says like this, really, here, look at the Rashi, the bottom Rashi. L'divrei ha-mutter l'hishtamesh tachas ha-korah. If you were allowed to carry under the korah before, I let you. Alma chitzon yored v'sosim. Obviously, it's the outer wall that we make a pretend going down, which is why you can carry underneath it. Aser, now it's going to be aser. Kol ha-mavi hazeh ad sheyaviu korah acheres. You have to bring another beam. Why? De'ein hasdimza mechuberes lekasalim. There's no, it's not attached to the wall. It's attached to pegs sticking out of the wall. V'yesh avir beinehem. And there's airspace between the peg and between the beam on the peg and the wall, even if it's a millimeter. That's a good question. One second. V'hacha lav mechitza mamishu lahachshir hefzik avir shemikan umikan. Al Yedei Lavud. Rashi answers your question. It's not really a mechitza to allow Lavud. Not sure what that means. So therefore, if you hold it with us, it was mutter before. Why was it mutter? Because the outer beam goes down. But here, the outer beam can't go down because it's not connected to the wall. There's pegs and it's a little bit space. But if you held it with mutter before, now it's going to be mutter. Why? Because take the inner edge of the beam. Make it go down, and you're totally in the mavli. You're totally inside the mavli, and that's not going to be a problem. Okay? And by the way, there's one more line. Rava Amar, no. L'divrei ha'asr, nami asr. It's still going to be asr. Bein and kara, gabi, mavli v'leka. Because the kara has to be on top of the mavli, not anywhere else. Okay? Stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.